questions, Chris?
Yeah, questions. Now that I've wore you out.
Or repeat the question too afterwards.
Okay. She asked, how do they get reptilian eyes? I wasn't going to talk about this subject, but I don't have final answers on some of these things. I can give you tentative answers. One of the big programs that the Illuminati is carrying out is the creation of Nephilim. If we look in the scriptures, it says, as in the days of Noah, it would be like that today. In Noah's time, God wasn't being vengeful in destroying the earth. The earth was being corrupted genetically by fallen angels marrying with probably both animals and people. And in order to preserve life, God brought an end to the world. And today, there's a lot of genetic experiments and the Nephilim being created that are hybrids. And this is a very important part of what the Illuminati is doing. And my guess is this relates to that. You talk about your lineages like your Rothschilds, and they have been intermarrying with what the public calls aliens. And so that these people aren't human as we would know human, they've been pretty thoroughly demonized. If we go back in time, the chief advisor to Queen Elizabeth I, Sir John Dee, he was a Kabbalistic black magician. He had gone to the continent and learned from the top Jewish Kabbalists black magic, and he was the chief advisor in the British Empire, and he created Enochian magic and the Enochian language, which the Illuminati, which are hiding behind the Jehovah's Witness headquarters, they use Enochian rituals. That's what the power of the Enochian magic is, the Watchtowers. That's why they call it the Watchtower Society. But anyway, they get a laugh when they say Watchtower Society because it's got a double meaning. Got sidetracked here. Sir John Dee conjured up demons or angels, okay, with his black magic. The beings that he conjured up, there were pictures drawn of them, and they look identical to what we call gray aliens. Okay, I tell you something. And then I visit with debriefing people that came out of high levels of the Illuminati, and these different types of aliens are participating in Illuminati rituals. I could go on. The bottom line is I have concluded that there are no good aliens. The aliens are demons, and we've got a mixture going on of demons and flesh and blood, and we've also got other genetic experiments. Yes?
You mentioned organized crime with Federal Express. Is there any kind of tie like that to UPS?
She says, I mentioned organized crime with UPS. With Federal Express. Is there any connection with UPS? I think there was a little misunderstanding there. I was talking about the Federal Reserve is not a private company. And some people see Federal Express trucks and they think that they're government. It's a government mail service. And I was just mentioning that the Rothschilds own Federal Express. It's a private government. But they have the power. See, if an individual like me tried to start a company, Federal Express, using red, white, and blue on my trucks, the government would come in and say, no, that's ours. You're infringing on our territory. People are going to mistake this for something as the government. But the Rothschilds can do it and get away with it. As far as UPS and all of these, all of your big corporations tie in. And I didn't get into talking about the interlinking directorates and how it all ties in. But you're not going to see any big corporation that doesn't tie in with this. In fact, it would be kind of interesting sometime to have the time to explain to you how they have some formulas for taking over these. If you have a successful family business, okay, and let's go back to the Revolutionary War. There were three men that were instrumental, in my opinion, in the creation of this nation. Benjamin Franklin, he was a Satanist and the genius behind the American Revolution. And George Washington, who was just an everyday Mason, but he had a lot of character and was able to hold the Continental Army together over a 13-year war, a lot of suffering in that war that the American army had to suffer, and he held them together. So he's responsible just because of the strength of character. But Benjamin Franklin had his hand in everything. I mean, the man was the mastermind behind so much. But there was a third man, and none of you, I bet, know him, Robert Morse. How many people here have heard of Robert Morse? One person, yeah. And he did probably as much as the other two. He was a financial genius. And he wheeled and dealed and managed to keep the Americans supplied. And only somebody with an incredible genius like his could have carried it off. But he wasn't part of the mystery religions. He wasn't a Freemason. So after the Revolutionary War, they took him down, and he ended up in prison. He ended up in debtor's prison. So if you look at what they did to him, what they do is they'll take family-owned businesses and they'll promise you the moon. They'll say, hey, you got this great business? We'll make it even better. We'll loan you all this money. And they'll get a person in over their head, and then wham, before you know it, they're running it. So they've got some specific tactics that they use when they see anybody like Howard Hughes or Robert Morse, who's a genius who's going to make it. They step in with their tried and true tactics. That's why I want to get out there and talk to people, because people started noticing that they just keep doing the same things over again, these tried and true tactics, then maybe somebody might sidestep them for once.
Do you fear for your life? Just wondering.
Oh, I'm supposed to say the question over the mic. I was asked if I fear for my life. No. That's the short answer of it. That doesn't mean that there aren't people that wouldn't like to do me harm. Yes?
Where's the hope?
Did that get lost somewhere back there in the beginning? Oh boy. God can take all of this evil and turn it towards good. The scriptures say that all things work to good to those who love Him. And I get repeatedly traumatized. Satan traumatizes me and tries to hand me lies every day. But I know that if I keep loving the Lord, that everything's going to work out. And I believe that if you've ever watched a pair of fencers dueling, and if one of them gets a mark on his cheek, it becomes a badge, sort of like of honor. And I believe that the glory, when we're in heaven, is going to be retroactive, and all of these battles that we fought are going to be seen in glory. The glory is going to be retroactive. And I believe when I'm in heaven, I'm going to say I was always in heaven. Boy, I must have talked the questions out of you. That's just a quick overview, people.
Where do you see Ross Perot fitting in this picture of how he keeps coming in and out of the presidential election?
Just another one of their stooges. That's all. Everybody that's run for president in this century has been one of the... I say everybody. When I mean, I'm qualifying that, not... I mean, there's some individuals out here that are not of major parties that are just, you know, somebody who came out of a mental institution and announces I'm running for president. But for every legitimate candidate this century has been one of theirs. You go back in my Be Wise as Serpents book, and I'll show you in some of the elections, you'll have five or six men running for president, and they'll all be Freemasons. Hey, tails they win, heads you lose. Bush, skull and bones. Illuminati order. Clinton, Illuminati bloodline goes back to, you know, the people that set up. His bloodline goes back to the same people that set up the skull and bones. He's adopted, though, so he's not. The Clintons aren't his family, which is another thing that they oftentimes do. They love to adopt out and rearrange things. I could go on for hours, probably telling you how they hide these lineages, just like they've tried to hide Adolf Hitler's and Abraham Lincoln's. Except it's kind of interesting. One of the Rothschilds is named Abraham Lincoln Rothschild. So, you know, sometimes it comes out anyway. Yeah, question?
Do you think we should cover all the code?
No. The question was, should we go and vote? Well, I'm not going to tell anybody what they do with their time. Your time is your own. I mean, that's God's gift to you, and you use it how you want. But in terms of what I know, the voting is rigged. Back when Bush and Clinton were running against each other, a friend of mine who connects in with all of this, he had a map back 6 months before the primaries that had all of the election statistics, the final election statistics. The map had all of the electoral college votes for the states as they would be determined, and then the popular vote down to a T. These weren't projections. They were the final figures as long before the primaries. And then I knew from my Illuminati sources that they wanted George Bush in as president again when he ran against Clinton. And then I made the mistake of printing that in my newsletter that the Illuminati wanted Bush reelected, and that, of course, is what they want, they'll get. But then I noticed in August that they changed their mind. And so then I wrote a little paragraph in my newsletter. They changed their mind, but nobody read my other paragraph. They just remembered the first thing that I'd said. So now there's certain set of people out there that are convinced I'm a false prophet. So I tend to like to back away from talking about the Illuminati's plans because they do change them. The voting's all rigged. And there's a good book, Vote Scam, by the Collier Brothers. And I guess a lot of you probably read it already, so it's not even news anymore.